South African residential property market is said to have experienced unprecedented activity levels since the country emerged from hard lockdown in June 2020. Once renters are said to have gone into the market as buyers, for example, while other people took advantage of lower interest rates to get what they wanted, with lifestyle change requirements also said to have featured in people's decision to buy property. Well, to get their observations on the property market in the last year or so, I'm joined on the line by Adrian Goslett. He's Regional Director and CEO at RE/MAX Southern Africa. Thanks very much, Adrian, for joining us. So it really looks like the activity in the property market has continued to be quite robust since property transactions were allowed to resume again following the hard lockdown in the middle of 2020. And you note substantial increases in property sales registered on a quarter-on-quarter and year-on-year basis in your latest property report. Please share the details with us.
Hi, Nompi. Yeah, firstly, thanks for having me.
Sure.
And wow, what a difference a year makes. If we had had this interview a year ago, I wouldn't have had much to talk about, would I? Sitting in full lockdown, no sales, no registrations, no income. Since June last year, effectively straight out of lockdown through to, you know, the end of this first quarter, the housing market has just exploded. Not necessarily in house price growth,
yes,
but certainly in unit turnover. And we're talking from a volume perspective, from a rand value perspective. Our numbers are 46% up on the first quarter of last year. Mm. And when you consider the first quarter of last year was mostly a normal year.
Yes.
It was a normal pre-COVID quarter. To use the cliche.
So long after the property market could transact again, I know you often mentioned to us when we spoke to you last year that there was a massive backlog at the deeds office delaying transactions. Do you think that, you know, that once that the backlog that was processed, do you think that has something to do with the massive increases that you're seeing in terms of the year-on-year numbers?
So I wouldn't say year on year. I would have said those first few months, the June, July, August, maybe even September, those registrations would have started to eke through and leak through and maybe even have gone through into October. But I wouldn't put it down to simply the lag in registrations. I would have said, and I will say, one of the biggest contributing factors has been the reduction in interest rates.
Yes.
If you take the consistent reductions by the Reserve Bank, it's been a net 30% or an effective 30% reduction. At the moment, the prime lending rate sits at 7%. It came down from around 10%. People say it's 3%, but in effect, it's 30%. So homeowner or home purchaser now has 30% more in their pocket, either to put towards a bond.
Hmm.
And that's why one of the hugest contributing factors has been first time entrance of buyers into the market, which
yeah.
is great.
So when it comes to property price movement, you touched on it earlier, you've observed positive increases, but is that growth still below average inflation or are you beginning to see a different picture?
So if you take the median price across South Africa, which is, you know, just over 1.2 million, you're looking at still it's single digit numbers. So it's around this 6 to 7% increase or growth. So it's, you know, it's still reasonable growth. It's because of the stock on the market and because of the number of sales happening, prices are slightly still pegged back.
Yeah.
But there's still, I mean, I believe property is a long-term, it's a long-term investment, long-term appreciation asset.
Yes.
So, I'm going to sound like a typical agent here, but honestly, the last 12 months probably has been the best time to climb in. And you've probably got a window still left of low interest rates. In fact, I would say quite a lengthy window of low interest rates to climb in if you are looking at moving out of sort of rental space and into more ownership space.
Yeah. Interest rates, of course, they're quite a lure, but they're just but one reason for buying a property. But what's your outlook for the balance of 2021 in terms of appetite for buying property?
Well, at the moment, it seems unrelenting because I mean, as soon as reasonably priced, or I should say fair market value property goes on the market at the moment, we're getting multiple offers on those. In fact, some of our agents are almost complaining to a certain extent, which I wish they wouldn't, but complaining about a lack of stock, as they call it, a lack of properties available. So I think that's still going to continue for a while. And I think the reason the appetite is going to remain is because of those low interest rates. And it's one of the major contributing factors to why the rental market is a little bit upside down at the moment. You know, those that own, not just commercial, I mean, that is a crazy situation on its own. But even those that own residential properties that are renting them out have either had to reduce those rentals or certainly have not been able to put any increases on the top of those for the last couple of years. And the major contributing factor is, well, you know, if I can purchase a home for 30% less than previously through a home loan, I'd rather own an asset than rent.
Yeah. Adrian, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. Adrian Goslett, he's a regional director and CEO of RE/MAX Southern Africa.